Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
His voice is sexy. I don't know what he thinks about my American accent and how that is sexy to him, but I'll tell you, he hit the gold star because I love voices. I'm attracted to men with sexy voices. So let me tell you what really is exciting and what really gets me off. Babe, you just gotta hoover that thing. So I want you to lick and put a lot of pressure on my... And then I want you to hoover that thing to get me right over the edge. Women will struggle with that because we're caught in our heads. We're comparing ourselves. We're doing all kinds of crazy things that nobody really reinforced for us that maybe what we got's good. What we got's actually better than good. What we have is amazing. Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Well, happy Tuesday. It's not even hump day, but I'll tell you what, let me help you through the rest of the week. I just want to preface this because this podcast is going to be very relaxed, hopefully very relaxing. I hope it's just kind of, I don't know, hitting at the right point on your Tuesday because Tuesdays are a good day. But the reason I picked Tuesdays for release dates initially is because, well, let's just face it, Monday is a total shit show. And Wednesday, while the energy is picking up, I'd rather be on the upswing of that energy. I'd rather start it off for you on Tuesday because everybody gets excited for hump day, but nobody gets excited for Tuesday. So this is why I do Tuesdays. And after you've gotten over your Monday and the fact that you're back to work, most people are back to work, you're settled in and you're ready for something interesting. Okay, today, let me be that something interesting. I'm doing something different. Today is interesting for me. I have my feet up. I'm relaxed in my office chair. My feet are on my desk, draped over my desk. I'm kind of recording sideways into the microphone, almost with a reclined laying down position. Very pillowy, very comfortable. Because I just thought that's the mood I want to portray today. I'm very relaxed. I have a little surprise for everybody. As you know, I get voicemails and I got this lovely one from a guy in New Zealand. Well, his first voicemail is just saying very complimentary things, giving me all these lovely accolades. He loves the podcast. He loves my voice. It turns him on, and he was wondering if he could send me another voicemail. He had some sexy things he wanted to convey and give me some dirty talk. And I said yes. And here's why, because his voice is sexy. I don't know what he thinks about my American accent and how that is sexy to him, but I'll tell you, he hit the gold star because I love voices. I'm attracted to men with sexy voices for various reasons. You could have a deep, just real manly, deep, grapply voice that sounds like you gargle with broken glass and salt water every day. Or you can have an accent. Who doesn't love a good accent, right? And his is damn sexy. So I thought, what the heck? Go ahead, shoot your best shot. And I said, let it rip. I'll put it on the show. And he was okay with that. So I thank him. I want to say, first of all, before I play his sexy little voicemail to me, I want to thank him for being a good sport. And without further ado...
You are so beautiful, girl. Like, I just can't wait to eat your clit and grab hold of your breast, tweak your nipples and get you all hot and flustered. And I'm just going to suck on your clit and taste your pussy. There's nothing more I like than spending lots of time down there and just like a greedy motherfucker. I just want to eat that shit and gobble it up all day. Flick your clit with my tongue and flick it really fast until you go fucking crazy and shove my fingers up inside you and work that G-spot and then ease it off again when I hear you going super crazy and then just calm it right down again until you settle back down into it so I can play with you a bit longer and slowly build up the tempo and increase the pace until you get fucking crazy again and gobble that shit up faster again until you go a bit more fucking crazy and then flick that clit with my tongue more and more and more and more until, you know, you're stuffing a pillow over your face to stop you screaming too loud and I'll reach up and grab your tits and tweak your nipples and push your legs apart and further and nibble on inside of your thighs so that to get all those nerve endings tingling and yeah, I just love to grab hold of your waist and pull you even closer and pull your pussy into my face so that I can just gobble it all up again like a, you know, like I haven't eaten all day and that's all I want to eat for dinner is your fucking pussy and taste that juice, taste the flavor of you. And yeah, I just love the taste of it and I just love hearing you moan, love hearing you groan, love giving you pleasure and love doing what's going to drive you fucking crazy every single time that I touch you and lick you and caress you. And yeah, I run my fingers through your hair, grab handfuls of your hair, create a little bit of tension on your scalp as I put my hands all over your body and kiss you on your neck, kiss you on your ears, breathe into your ears, gently speak into your ears so you can hear me nice and close up and feel the hotness of my breath. Kiss you on your neck, under your chin, all these zones where it's most sensitive, down your chest, suck on your tits while I'm tweaking the other nipple, rub my hands and fingers down your back, down your spine, down to the small of your back, and grab both ass cheeks with both of my hands, pull your legs apart, and go down again, flicking a clit with my tongue and just eating you out again and again and again. And I just love that. I can bring you off. My fingers feel your G-spot, massaging the inside of your vagina with my fingers right on that G-spot as I eat your clit and suck on it and gobble it up and scoff on that fucking pussy in that clit until and get you to where you want to be. There's no room for not coming. You know, this is a one-way street. You're going straight down to Orgasm City and there is no turning back because we are eating that shit and we're bringing you off and we're making you come and that's what we're doing and we're spreading your legs and pushing them far apart. And that's what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Wow. Let me tell you where we're going to start off with this one. My love, sweetheart, light of my life, giver of many orgasms to me. You left off the part where we have penetration. I mean, you just completely left me high and dry. Are you trying to edge me? If you've listened to my episodes, you know I just have this love-hate thing with edging. And when I want my orgasm, I want my orgasm. So let's rewrite this just a little bit. I'm going to give you a roadmap. I won't make you guess. I won't make you do months and months or even years worth of hard labor and misery to not ever make me come. Okay? I won't do that to you because I'm not that kind of girl. I love to tell my partner what feels good and I love to communicate with them. So let's dive into the oral sex aspect. Maybe you've been watching a little too much porn because just flicking my clit isn't gonna do it.
Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show.
But you're close. So let me tell you what really is exciting and what really gets me off. Babe, you just got to Hoover the shit out of that thing. Now, the word Hoover is maybe, I don't know if that company's over in New Zealand. They could be worldwide. I don't know, but I don't want to assume. So Hoover means it's a vacuum and it means suck the shit out of something. So I want you to lick and put a lot of pressure on my clit, and then I want you to Hoover the shit out of that thing to get me right over the edge, like you're suckling a nipple. Just go for it and have a fair amount of suction. That feels amazing, babe. I'm going to come so hard, you won't even know. And then I'll be ready for penetration. So we got to get me over that first orgasm. I'd like to have one or two before you even penetrate me. Are you up for it, my love? I hope so. I hope that you'll send me back a response to this and we can continue. We'll just pick right up from where you start hoovering the shit out of my clit. And then we go into penetration. Can't wait. Mwah. Talk soon. Bye. You're a great sport. And I think it would be absolutely so much fun if you would just finish the story, please. Don't leave me hanging. Like, I'm on the edge of an orgasm here. Don't leave me hanging and don't leave my listeners hanging. Okay. So I want to move on now to something important. Now that we're down there, now that we already started just down there, somebody's up close and personal with my genitals. Let's just talk about what I recently discovered. I had this sort of epiphany, or I don't know if it's a, how should I put this? When you see something and it just dawns on you, like, bam, there it is. I would say the last time I was with Goldie, when we were doing all kinds of crazy things, he was taking pictures. I wanted him to. I was just like, I mean, I had a backpack full of sex toys. I had some things on my mind. I needed to work out. I needed him to help me work out with me. And I also wanted some video and some photos. So we did the photos and I gave him my phone, said, hey, take some pictures. I couldn't believe what I saw. And what I saw was a damn fucking hot pussy. And I have to tell you, I think it's the very first time that I've looked at just plain old pussy pics of my pussy without feeling a little bit self-conscious. And I'm not very self-conscious at all, in case you haven't noticed. But I still, there's this part of me when you're taking pictures of my genitals and I see them, I'm like, okay. I can be critical. That's when I can get into my critical girl brain turns on and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Is that good enough? Are my genitals good enough? Is that sexy? Is this weird? Am I lopsided? Is this not even? I mean, I can get in that headspace depending on probably what kind of a day I'm having. There's a lot of influencers there. I would say I can be, I still have this 20% judgmentalness over myself, whether it's an image, a picture, things like that. Now, if you guys remember initially when I started this podcast, or if you haven't listened back that far, you might want to, but I did not start out wanting anybody to ever have photographic evidence of me in a sex act, or that I have sex, or that someone's snapping a picture of my genitals proving maybe somebody else was possibly in the same room with me while my genitals were exposed. Very strange, but I just didn't want it done. And I just really felt like that was something that nobody needed to have documented, what my pussy looks like, how wet it gets, how it looks after it's fucked, before it's fucked, anything like that, or while it's being fucked. These were things in my life that I thought never needed to exist. I could live fully and be happy and fulfilled without that stuff existing on the planet, in somebody's phone, on their backed up drive, in the cloud, whatever. Well, I got a little more relaxed about that. And it took me a while to warm up to it. And at first, I didn't like it at all. But I'm proud to say that I am actually at the point where, for the very first time, and no reason in particular, I just saw the pictures that Goldie had taken. And I was like, oh, wow, damn, that's your vantage point. Thank you for sharing that with me. Maybe it was the first time I got it. I got why men like women, like they feel like that's attractive. I think women will struggle with that because we're caught in our heads. We're comparing ourselves. We're doing all kinds of crazy things that nobody really reinforced for us that maybe what we got's good. What we got's actually better than good. What we have is amazing. And I think for the first time, I can honestly say there was zero. There wasn't even the 2% judgment, because up to this point, every picture I've probably taken or video, I may have had some sort of small percentage of it where I'm like, yep, that's good. I wouldn't mind somebody seeing it. But I still had that little voice going, it's all good, but this one thing right here, boy, if that just was a little bit tighter, smaller, whatever, pinker, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like if there was some small little tweak I could have made to it to make it quote unquote better. But this time I didn't feel like that. I was like, that looks pretty good. I like that shit. I would get, that is beautiful. That is fucking hot. Like, I get it. I understand why a man wants to get up all in there and fuck that and eat that and lick that and suck that. Yes. For the first time, I felt like I get a hot fucking pussy. No, I mean, not a 99% hot fucking pussy, not a 95% hot fucking pussy, 100%. That is on fire. That business, yes, get up in there, buddy. It was really cool. It's really cool. And I'm just like, I look at those and, oh, that makes me so happy. Really, it does. I don't know what changed or what little voice got squelched, but something happened. Something got triggered. And I'm just super happy about it. And nobody's ever given me any kind of like a negative. I don't want to say like there's never been like a negative response or to it in person, to it on a picture. I mean, like, no, that's the thing. It's the judgment's not coming from anybody else or never has. It's just bullshit in my head. So I want to just put that out there because there is a difference, ladies. And right now, I just want to speak directly to the ladies. There's just really a difference in being, when you go from that 98% confident to that 100% confident, ooh, it's a big jump. That last 2%, it's big. It is big. And my junk is fucking golden. Like, we need to get some insurance on this stuff because it's valuable. Different famous people, they get insurance on their legs or their whatever their signature feature is. I think maybe I will get it on my pussy. Maybe I'm going to make that my signature feature. Although it would take some balls for me to actually do that, to be like, that is my signature feature. No, it's not my brain. It's not my like quick-witted business mind and the way I can come in and break something down. No. It's my pussy. Yes, let's insure that. Because if it breaks, then I'm shit out of luck. Anyway, this is what I want to do. I want to encourage women to, again, take baby steps. Start taking pictures of yourself and your body and your boobs and your, you know, because every time I see a picture that someone else takes of me, usually like, whoa, oh my God, I look better than I thought. Because I know how whatever little thing I felt slightly running in the background in my mind during that act, like, was I thinking about, oh my gosh, does this look okay? Or is that all right? And this was probably the one time where it wasn't even a tiny little whisper. I was just like, I'm fucking horny. I want this. I want that. I want to get off. Let's get off. I'm attracted to you. You're attracted to me. I mean, it was very just basic and primal and no, and that says nothing. I'm not trying to say, there's nothing I'm saying here about the person that I was having this, about Goldie. It's just like me just really being in my sexuality and present in that moment and not thinking about not one little outside thought. I had a mission. I was on it. I came there to come. I came and I conquered. I wouldn't say, so I came, I saw, I conquered, right? I don't know. What are we going to call that? Yeah, I came and it was all good. So that was really kind of a different, that was a bit of a mind blower. I'm like, huh, look at that. Like, I'm just totally like, A-okay. I'm like, yes, send these out as he's hunting for a third. I'm like, you send that pussy pic. He needs to see that. That's the fucking ringer right there. We had to take some pictures, like for apps and stuff. You have to take pictures of yourself together, like as a couple. So, because people want, they don't want, you can't just lead with genital pics. Thank God. Anyway, so we had, you know, we've taken a couple together and then, I don't know, I didn't like them. Again, me just like, oh, I don't like that one. We took this one, like we took a picture of us. We're like naked. I'll just crop it, right? But it's after we fucked and he's glowing, I'm glowing. I'm like, perfect. There it is. Boom, right there. Like that's the image. And then let's do all the penis to vagina penetration stuff, pics, and then the pussy pics. I mean, like it was spot on. There was a lot going on that day. A lot of good sexual energy. We hit it. We knocked it out of the park. Anyway, I think women need to, if you don't have someone to take pictures of you, a lover, you should take some of yourself. Kind of get comfortable with your angles. Look at your body from different angles. Just enjoy it. Like, do that for yourself. Put something hot and sexy on, or even just put your camera to video and let it roll. And then as you move around, I'll let you in on a little tip. Here's something you can do. I'm letting the cat out of the bag. And I'm probably not the first person to let this cat out of the bag. So this isn't a big revelation, but position your phone up or your camera, whatever you're using, put the video on and just play with the camera, flirt with the camera, roll around, do whatever you're going to do, whatever makes you feel hot and sexy. And then pull that video out and pull out these great pictures frame by frame by frame. Not every moment and every second looks amazing, but pull out a frame that does. It's so fascinating the way the camera catches you and sees you, because it's not the way that we see ourselves. And a camera is just a machine. It's unbiased. That's what's so great about cameras. And that's also, but the other part of that is if you do have someone that can take the pictures, you get to see how they see you, which I think is so fascinating. Because again, I'll tell you, every partner I have, when they're taking the pictures, like they're good, you know, or I'll go, oh, wow. Oh, look at that. That is me in the picture. And that's the way they photographed me, the way they saw me in the moment. And it was amazing. And why didn't I appreciate that more? But this last experience with Goldie, it was like, huh. It's really just about my mindset. Like I said, I have been up to this point pretty, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say very advanced compared to maybe a lot of women and how they feel about having their bodies photographed and especially their genitals and stuff like that. But I don't know, like it really is the most vulnerable position and things that we're doing. And when you're really the most open and raw. And so to have that captured and for me to look at that and go, yeah, that's fucking amazing right there. That's me at my most vulnerable and raw. And there it is. Boom. And I'm good with that. Yeah. That's hot. Oh my God. It's so hot. So ladies, my guys love to shoot pictures of their penis. They don't have the same. They're all proud of their dicks. Women, we all need to be proud of our pussies, okay? Let's have some pussy pride. Let's take some well-deserved photos, angles. Just get into it a little bit. Play around with it. See how it feels and to you, you know, just to do that. And I think you'll get a lot out of it. And it's going to make you way more open to your partner or finding a partner, whatever the motivation is that you need to just fill yourself, own it, and conquer something. Conquer that fear of how you look or how it looks. Because I'll tell you, men love it. They really, really do. So shouldn't you love it too? All right. I think that's going to cover it today for my day of giddiness. See what happens. See how I talk. I get off on these little floaty, pillowy tangents when I put my head back, relax, treat this recording. I mean, it literally could have been in bed except for my microphone. My good microphone is in my office. So, and I was too lazy to like unscrew the boom arm and all that and move it. Attach it to my bed or find a different place for it in my room. So here we go. You got my office-y bedroom vibe. All right. And a special shout out and thanks for his lovely voice and sexy thoughts. Okay, everyone. That's it today. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.